A lot of people really, really got to have that cup of coffee or those two cups of coffee in the morning time, help them wake up and get going. A lot of people not necessarily coffee drinkers, but they sure like tea. How many of you don't really drink tea or coffee, but you like those dark sodas? That Pepsi just helps hit the spot every time. Well, you say, well, Pepsi too sweet. My thing is Coca-Cola. Well, I tell you, coffee, tea, dark sodas, red wine can darken the teeth. Check this out. How many of you would guess that smoking can discolor your teeth? Smoking, sometimes there are some medicines that can actually discolor the teeth. First step to whiter teeth is to brush and floss regularly. There are some teeth whitening systems that can help. You can find them at the drugstore. You can find them in your dentist's office. Some of these things really do work. Man, I tell you, it's just fascinating to me when I look at people's mouths and their teeth are so straight and so white. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful teeth. That just fascinates me. And there are some people who get help getting their teeth to look like that. Again, if we can't get it done on our own, we can try now. Maybe do some research online and find out which teeth whitening systems are rated as being the best, safe, and effective. Maybe try it on our own. You may want to pay your dentist a visit. Start, though, with the brushing and the flossing, regular basis, and brush well. How many of you had the people come by your school, whoever they were, and teach you the proper way to brush your teeth when you were, say, in elementary school, maybe first, second, third grade? We had them come by and visit us. I think they were bringing Crest toothpaste at the time. But either way, they come by, and I think they came to visit us maybe once a year. First grade, second grade, maybe third grade. Early in the school year, they'd come, and they would teach us the proper brushing technique. And they'd leave for each of us toothpaste and a toothbrush. We look forward to taking that stuff on, getting those gifts and taking them home. I tell you what, there's something to be said about the proper brushing technique, especially if you take your time, take care of each and every tooth. Still working on mine. How about this? What about your feet? Do you really like the fact that you have socks and shoes that cover your feet so other people don't see them much? Maybe you don't mind if family members see them, but you don't want anyone else to see them. Calloused feet. Can you do anything to soften them? Well, most people have calluses on the heels and the balls of the feet. The thick layers of dead skin are there to protect your feet from the pressure of walking. But you may not like the sight of rough, yellowish heels peeking out of your sandals. Well, consider soaking your feet in hot water and scrub with a pumice stone to remove some of the dead skin. Glycolic acid lotions and creams also help soften calluses. What about your nails? Do you try to avoid shaking hands with people because you don't want them to see your nails? If your hands are often in water, especially if you use strong soap, your nails may split, peel, or even become brittle. Use a moisturizer and wear gloves when washing dishes. Over-the-counter supplemental biotin tablets, roughly 5,000 micrograms a day, also help strengthen your nails. A fungal infection could be the problem if your nails change color and then break or crumble. In that case, you need prescription pills or a nail lacquer from your doctor in order to treat the infection. Original amber-colored Listerine soaks also help dry up nail fungus. So, of course, you want to make sure that you pour the Listerine into a cup that you will not be drinking from, as opposed to, or a cup that you will drink from after you've washed it, as opposed to pouring the Listerine into the cap that comes with the Listerine bottle and soaking your fingers in there. Listerine soaks, the original amber-colored Listerine, can help dry up nail fungus. How many of you sweat more than you like to? You hear them saying, never let them see you sweat. But you sweat a lot. Well, sweat cools our bodies so that we don't overheat. But if we tend to sweat while sitting calmly in a cool room, might need to talk to our doctor to find out why. One possible cause is hyperhidrosis. It's harmless, but it's annoying. And it can cause pools of sweat under the arms and on the palms and soles of your feet. Prescription antiperspirants, pills, or even Botox are treatment options. What else? How about this? We talked about gray hair. What about losing the hair? Hair loss in women is more common than you might think. Actually, women make up what percent of people with hair loss? We got women, we got men, maybe a few younger people who are not men or women who are losing hair. What percentage of the people who lose hair are women? Would you believe 40%, 40% of people with hair loss are women? Some of those common causes are hormone or thyroid problems, pregnancy, certain medicines. A doctor may prescribe medicinal foam to rub into the scalp or pills if the issue is hormonal. How about your lips? How many of you really prefer to have your lips in great shape so that when you kiss the one you love, it'll be a very pleasant experience for both of you? Well, if you have chapped lips, dry air may be the problem. That dry air can cause tiny cracks in your skin, making them sensitive as well as rough looking. Here's the thing. Tempting to do what we can to moisturize those dry, cracked lips. And so, hey, our tongues are right there. Very convenient, quick and easy, right? Don't lick your lips. It only makes them more chapped. Instead, use a lip balm made with petroleum jelly or castor seed oil or shea butter. That'll seal in moisture and protect lips from the elements. Look for one that has SPF 30. The sun's rays can do some damage to the lips, the skin on the lips, just like they can do some damage to skin on the rest of the body. Do you have spider veins? Are you a teacher, a nurse, a sales clerk? Someone who's on your feet quite a bit, especially standing? Well, obesity, pregnancy, genetics can also boost your risk for getting spider veins. They usually don't need treatment, but you don't have to live with the look. Sclerotherapy is one treatment which involves injecting saline or sugar solutions directly into the veins in a doctor's office to make those veins fade away. Usually, several sessions are needed 6 weeks apart, and support stockings are recommended for at least the first week or two after each treatment. Support stockings help prevent the appearance of spider veins in the first place. So take care of those legs. You're on your feet a lot? Go ahead and use those support stockings that literally can support. They really do provide something, a benefit that regular stockings don't provide. All right, talking beauty. Beauty, beauty, beauty. Skin tags. They almost look like something that was just a growth that was attached to the skin. They're tiny balls of tissue that sprout along the neck, chest, back, armpits, and upper thigh groin area. Overweight and elderly people get them most often, and while they occasionally become irritating, skin tags are not dangerous. If the appearance bothers you, a dermatologist can remove them in an office by freezing them, snipping them, or burning them off. What about this last one? It looks like your neck is aging faster than the rest of you. Well, if you've lost a lot of weight, you may have some extra skin hanging around the neck. Or as you've gotten older, your skin has become thinner, you've lost some underlying collagen, your muscles have loosened, and maybe you've gained a double chin. It can all add up to some deep neck furrows, and your neck looks older than your face. Well, slow down, reverse some signs of aging by avoiding the sun and using sunscreen on a daily basis. Also, Botox, topical prescription retinoid creams, lasers, broadband light devices. All of that can help with the situation. Beauty is a skin deep. It goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than the skin. But it sure is a good idea to do what we can to help it on the skin level. Do what we can to make ourselves as appealing as possible. Might be able to get you a good husband, good wife. All right, ladies and gentlemen, do what you can to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.
You're listening to